Longtime listeners to this show know that while our critic Marian Winnick enjoys all kinds of books by all kinds of authors, she has a few favorites. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we review two new novels by old friends Ann Patchett and Angie Kim. Hi, Marian.
Good news, readers. Two of the best books of the year came out in the past month. First, Tom Lake by our beloved Ann Patchett. Set during lockdown on a cherry farm in Michigan, Tom Lake is a novel suffused with love. Romantic love, marital love, and maternal love, but also the love of animals, stories, the land, the trees, and the tiny red heart-shaped thing that is a cherry. While so many books about love are actually about heartbreak, Tom Lake is not. If you're feeling blue or cold inside, you could take to your bed with a copy of Tom Lake as an emotional hot water bottle. Tom Lake revolves around a central love story, one that Lara Kinnison tells her three daughters, Emily, Maisie, and Nell, in installments over the long, strange summer of 2020. It is the story of her affair with the famous actor Peter Duke, which took place when both were in summer stock at Tom Lake, Michigan, when Lara was just 19. The girls have heard parts of it before, but this time they're getting the blow-by-blow. This time Lara starts at the very beginning when she played Emily in a community theater production of Our Town, then again at Tom Lake. Peter Duke, a handsome hunk on the runway to a huge career, was playing Editor Webb, her father. Offstage, their relationship was something else entirely. It's interesting to think about Tom Lake alongside Bel Canto, Patchett's prize-winning 2001 breakout. From a distance, they seem so different. One about a hostage situation in South America, complete with guns and violence. The other about a family on a farm in Michigan. Except that because of the pandemic, the family is also in a kind of hostage situation, a suspension of ordinary life. And both stories are fundamentally about how love begins and what happens to it after that. Ann Patchett's wisdom about love has run through all her novels and nonfiction books. As soon as you finish Tom Lake, you should go back and read them all. Weekly Reader fans will likely remember Miracle Creek, Angie Kim's debut, which we went crazy about back in 2019. The title of Kim's second novel, Happiness Falls, makes it sound like part of a series, and thematically it is, again combining an exploration of neurodiversity and its effects on family dynamics with a mystery, in this case, a missing person story. At the center of Happiness Falls is a family with a Korean immigrant mom, a white dad, and three biracial kids, hyper-intelligent, hyper-verbal 20-year-old Mia, her twin brother John, who's what the kids would call normcore, and their younger brother Eugene, who has both autism and a rare genetic disorder called Angelman's syndrome, which makes him unable to speak. On the day the book opens, their father disappears while on an outing with Eugene, who returns alone, unable to recount what happened. The story of the ensuing search is narrated by Mia, a brilliant acerbic chatterbox whose relentless analysis spills from long, ropey sentences into parentheticals and footnotes that lasso the reader into turning pages. By nesting this whole situation inside the philosophical question of what creates happiness, one which Mia's father was privately studying in notebooks she finds after his disappearance, Kim adds a powerful ripple effect to her story, one which may well move past the book's covers into the life of the reader.
The books are Tom Lake by Ann Patchett and Happiness Falls by Angie Kim. Angie Kim will be discussing her new book with Laura Lippman on Tuesday, September 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Ivy Bookshop located at 5928 Falls Road. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Wick.